Dr. Pinsky with the Mount IME on Michael Zizzo, Z-I-Z-Z-O. Michael Zizzo is a 59-year-old Mount who reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 2-2-22. Appeared at that time he was a driver of a work vehicle at a standstill. Period, it was struck by a minivan on the back left side. Period. As a result, scratch that, he states equipment within the van pushed into the back of him. Period, he had no head trauma or loss of consciousness. Period, he was jerked forward where his right hand hit on the wheel when he was on the phone. Period, he states his feet hit the firewall upon impact. Pretty believes he injured his right shoulder, comma, arm, comma, hand, comma, fingers, comma, neck, comma, right hip, comma, right knee, comma, and lower back. Period, he had further evaluation and treatment with Dr. Islinger. Period, he had physical therapy for his upper body. Period, he had more than 8 months of physical therapy for his hip. Period, he did accept injections that help, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period, is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. Treatment records show Mr. Zizzo was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger beginning 3-4-22. Period, he reported injuring his right shoulder and cervical spine and a rear-end motor vehicle collision while parked on the side of the road. Period, he denies any other injury or trauma. Period, he had a history of asthma and gout. Period. Upon exam, he was diagnosed with sprain of the right shoulder and cervical spine, for which he was prescribed a Medrol dose pack and placed on modified activities. Period, an MRI of the shoulder was also quickly ordered. Period. This MRI was done on 3-9-22 and revealed moderate rotator cuff tendinopathy and bursitis. Period. He also had a cervical spine MRI done the same day. Period at C3-4 and C4-5, there was disc bulging, mildly narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Period at C5-6, there was disc bulging, impinging upon the anterior thecal sac and mildly narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Period, there were no disc herniations identified. Period, Dr. Islinger reviewed these results with him on 3-21-22. Period. A course of physical therapy was ordered and he was referred for EMG/NCV of the right upper extremity. Period. Paragraph. He was seen by urologist Dr. Youssef, Y-O-U-S-S-E-F, on 5-24-22. Paired EMG was performed and found right median neuropathy at the wrist consistent with carpal tunnel, but no evidence of radiculopathy or plexopathy. Period. He continued to be followed by Dr. Islinger through 6-28-22. Period. A corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. On 5-31-22. Period. At the last visit of 6-28-22, Dr. Islinger opined his shoulder pathology is minimally symptomatic and currently not the cause of his complaints. Period, relative to the shoulder, he was released from care. But as far as the neck, this seems to be his main complaint that were causing his disability. But he was then referred to a spine surgeon. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen on 8-30-22 by psychologist Brittany Bertani, B-E-R-T-A-N-I, Apparently she rendered treatment to him through 11-7-22. Appeared in the paragraph, Dr. Armstrong performed an evaluation on 9-8-22. Appeared on this occasion, Mr. Zizzo complained of low back pain as well as radiating right upper limb pain. Appeared and underlined this is the first time he reported symptoms involving the lower back. Period. He did not have any radiating pain from the lower back. Period. Dr. Armstrong performed an exam and lumbar spine x-rays that revealed good lordotic lumbar curvature. Period. There were no signs of significant spondylosis. Period. Disc heights were well maintained throughout the lumbar spine, except at L5-S1, which was decreased/narrowed. Period. There was no spondylolisthesis or acute fracture noted. Period. He diagnosed low back pain and began him on Etodolac 400 milligrams twice per day. Period. He was going to continue with physical therapy, incorporating the lower back. Period. At the referral of Dr. Patel, he underwent an MRI of the right knee. Period. Insert those results here and underline this. This appears to be the first belated report of right lower extremity symptoms. Period. He followed up with Dr. Armstrong on 11-14-22 when he was going to continue Etodolac and begin physical therapy. Period. On 1-13-23, Dr. Pepe wrote correspondence to the petitioner's attorney. Period. He related there had been no treatment administered to the right knee. Period. After his examination, Dr. Pepe opined exam was consistent with a meniscal tear. Period. He then requested weight-bearing radiographs and an MRI. Period. He noted the results of these studies and diagnosed right knee osteoarthritis. Period. He explained the MRI and radiographs were fairly clean and appropriate for a 59-year-old gentleman. Period. He has mild chondrosis of the medial and patellofemoral compartments with no evidence of meniscal or ligamentous injury. Period. He deemed the petitioner had sustained a contusion at the time of the accident, which temporarily exacerbated his osteoarthritis. Period. However, there was no treatment indicated at that juncture. Period. He has maximum medical improvement regarding the right knee. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, active right shoulder abduction was 160 degrees and flexion 170 degrees, but was otherwise full. Scratch that. And external rotation to 75 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period composite active extension with internal rotation was to T12. Period motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal, extremities lower. Right hip extension was minimally limited to 25 degrees. Period internal rotation was full to 45 degrees with tenderness. Period motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or unlocking. Hips and pelvis normal, knees normal, spine cervical. Active range of motion was volitionally non-reproducible. Period flexion was between 25 and 35 degrees, comma, extension 30 to 40 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 45 degrees, comma, side bending right 25 degrees and lift to 20 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was mildly tender to palpation about the right greater trochanter, but there was none on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2-2-22, Michael Zizzo was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. He was seated in his parked work vehicle on the side of the road when it was struck from the left rear by a minivan. Period. He does not appear to have sought treatment emergently. Appeared on 3/4/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger. But at that time, he complained only of injury involving the right shoulder and cervical spine and denied any other injuries or trauma. Period. He was diagnosed with sprains of the shoulder and neck, for which he was initiated on conservative care pretty quickly, and underwent MRI study of the cervical spine and shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He also was administered a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder, and a Medrol dose pack. Period. When seen neurologically on 5/24/22, he told Dr. Youssef he had right shoulder pain but no neck pain. Period. He felt numbness of the right hand. Period. EMG was done to be inserted here. Period. He elicited a history of asthma, comma, gout, comma, and borderline diabetes mellitus, as well as hernia repair. Period. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Armstrong, who had him participate in conservative care. Period. He had psychological evaluation and treatment with Dr. Bertani. She ascertained a history that upon impact, his body was jolted forward by the weight of the work supplies that were in the back of the truck. Period. He was brought to Atlantic City Medical Center via ambulance. Period. He reported sustaining injuries to his right arm and shoulder, for which he received physical therapy. Period. Several weeks after the accident, he experienced pain in the right knee and recently saw a medical provider for this. Period. She also ascertained a history of him having outpatient psychotherapy in 2005 following his second divorce. Period. She rendered diagnoses of describes that she rendered psychotherapy to him on the dates described. Period. He belatedly offered complaints about the right knee, for which he underwent an MRI that was unrevealing, but he also belatedly offered complaints about the lumbar spine, where x-rays were negative. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Zizzo had variable range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. Provocative nubus about the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers were normal. Period. Provocative nubus about the hips and knees were negative. Period. He had variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period. He had full range of motion about the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right upper extremity, comma, lower back, comma, right hip, comma, right knee, comma, and anxiety and depression. Period. The right median nerve motor latency was described as 3.9 milliseconds, which in my recollection is within normal parameters. Period. In any event, he did not have clinical signs of carpal tunnel syndrome currently. Period.